Hey, Victory Church. My name is John Phipps, and I'm the Connections Pastor at the Oklahoma City campus. I'm grateful you're here today for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 4, 32 through 40. But before we get started, take a moment to be aware of God's presence right where you're at. He wants to speak to you today. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can just read along with me. Our first step is to read. As you listen to this passage of Scripture, write down any words or phrases that stand out to you. Again, we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 4, 32 through 40. Now search all of history, from the time God created people on the earth until now, and search from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard before? Has any nation ever heard the voice of God speaking from fire, as you did, and survived? Has any other God dared to take a nation for himself out of another nation by means of trials, miraculous signs, wonders, war, a strong hand, a powerful arm, and terrifying acts? Yet that is what the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, right before your eyes. He showed you these things so that you would know the Lord is God and there is no other. He let you hear his voice from heaven so he could instruct you. He let you see his great fire here on earth so he could speak to you from it. Because he loved your ancestors, he chose to bless their descendants, and he personally brought you out of Egypt with a great display of power. He drove out nations far greater than you, so he could bring you in and give you their land as your special possession, as it is today. So remember this and keep it firmly in mind. The Lord is God both in heaven and on earth, and there is no other. If you obey all the decrees and commands I am giving you today, all will be well with you and your children. I am giving you these instructions so you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Now take a few moments to write down some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you? This time we'll reflect on the passage. As I read this passage again, notice what emotions come up within yourself. Identify yourself with a specific character in the story and make a note of that as well. Now search all of history from the time God created people on the earth until now, and search from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard before? Has any nation ever heard the voice of God speaking from fire, as you did, and survived? Has any other God dared to take a nation for himself out of another nation by means of trials, miraculous signs, wonders, war, a strong hand, a powerful arm, and terrifying acts? Yet that is what the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, right before your eyes. He showed you these things so that you would know the Lord is God and there is no other. He let you hear his voice from heaven so he could instruct you. He let you see his great fire here on earth so he could speak to you from it. Because he loved your ancestors, he chose to bless their descendants, and he personally brought you out of Egypt with a great display of power. He drove out nations far greater than you, so he could bring you in and give you their land as your special possession, as it is today. So remember this and keep it firmly in mind. The Lord is God both in heaven and on earth, and there is no other. If you obey all the decrees and commands I am giving you today, all will be well with you and your children. I am giving you these instructions so you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Take a few moments to reflect. Again, what emotions came up as you listened? What character in the story are you? Now we respond. As you hear the passage, listen for God's voice speaking to you. What is He saying, and how do you need to respond to Him? Now search all of history from the time God created people on the earth until now, and search from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard before? Has any nation ever heard the voice of God speaking from fire as you did and survived? Has any other God dared to take a nation for himself out of another nation by means of trials, miraculous signs, wonders, war, a strong hand, a powerful arm, and terrifying acts? Yet that is what the Lord your God did for you in Egypt right before your eyes. He showed you these things so that you would know the Lord is God and there is no other. He let you hear His voice from heaven so He could instruct you. He let you see His great fire here on earth so He could speak to you from it. Because He loved your ancestors, He chose to bless their descendants, and He personally brought you out of Egypt with a great display of power. He drove out nations far greater than you, so He could bring you in and give you their land as your special possession as it is today. So remember this and keep it firmly in mind. The Lord is God both in heaven and on earth, and there is no other. If you obey all the decrees and commands I am giving you today, all will be well with you and your children. I am giving you these instructions so you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you for all time. So take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what He is saying to you and respond to Him. Our final step is to rest in the presence of God. There are many things fighting for your attention, but take a few minutes and be still in silence as you meditate on God's word and rest in Him. Father, we praise your name and give you thanks because you are God. You are an immutable God, and your love, grace, and mercy are given freely. No one else can fill my heart full of peace the way you do. God, may we seek you in all that we do, and praise your name everywhere we step. In Jesus' name, amen.